Welcome to Gospel Mission Church's Message Podcast. We pray that as you listen, you will be encouraged in your journey and that your relationship with Father God will be strengthened and deepened. Here's this week's message from Pastor Claude.
So we're starting this new series called Fresh Oil, and we will unpack this idea or this principle that you find in the Bible of renewal work. And so what we're going to be touching in the next few weeks is our need for the need that we have to be renewed and refreshed. And it comes with this idea that we need fresh oil. The challenge that we have is that we might know the language and the lingo, and we might know what to do, or we might have a great common sense, and we might have the smarts, and we know how to behave in a certain way, and we have kind of a bit of experience when it comes to life and all this. Maybe some of you look at this the school of hard knocks. You went through a lot in life, and you've journeyed a lot. You've seen a lot. You have tremendous wisdom, and that's amazing. And maybe some of you are well-educated, you have diplomas on your wall, you read so many different books, and that's amazing. But the reality is, when it comes to living a life that honors Jesus, or a life that is fruitful, there's a need for us to be renewed. It doesn't matter how much you know, it doesn't matter how much you experience, all this can help. But the challenge or the call that I want to bring today to you this morning. Are you fresh in God? Like, I had the privilege to eat a lot of bakery, and maybe not the best thing, but really it was amazing. I remember eating this croissant. It was so soft, it was melting in my mouth, and I had one in my mouth, and I was thinking about the other one that I wanted to eat. And it was amazing, but I also know what it is to have a croissant that is hard as a puck, right? You can have this baguette that is so tender to eat, crunchy on the outside and very fresh in the inside, or you can have a baseball bat that you try to cut with a chainsaw, right? It's the same bread. And the thought that I want to share today, when is the last time you've been in God's heaven, or you've been influenced by God, or God is close to you and you're living close to God? I look at the season that we're in. Fall is, sorry guys, but it's coming our way. And we had great holidays, great time, beautiful weather. At the same time, the question I have is, how renewed am I? How renewed am I? And it's not linked to the past. If you had great encounters of God in the past, and that's fantastic. But what about today? Would you consider yourself fresh in God today? Would you consider yourself being able to hear His voice, being tender to His Spirit, be willing to be sensitive to what displeases Him? So where you are in this journey, and I believe that we are called to be renewed by Him. I look back around 13 years ago, and I already told a story in the past. About 13, 14 years ago, I went to see Pastor Ray Dirksen in Steinbach, and his church was growing, and I wanted to ask him, like, do you want to mentor me? And at that time, he said he didn't have enough time to mentor, so he said no. But that was kind of a seed in his heart. And later on, he started to do mentoring. And I remember jumping on board and one of the first guy. And now we're over 2,000 pastors that are in this church renewal movement. And the purpose of church renewal is to see pastors be renewed. Think about it. You are a pastor, but you have knowledge because you probably did studies. You have experiences based on your journey. Let's say you've been in ministry for 10 years. It's like for me, I'm starting my 21st year here, and I could look at the fall and say, well, I know what to do. Like, I've been there, done that before. Just let's go with the program. If I do that, I'm going to miss out on what God wants to do, right? And so when it comes to church renewal or CR, it's to see church leaders be renewed. And so I guess we take for granted that they are renewed. The problem is that we have a tendency to rely on our own success or our own knowledge or our own abilities, and then we think this is the way we should function, but we don't. Like one of the first year focuses on you and God. And some pastors, they sign up because they want to have strategies or magical keys that will help their church grow. And we're saying it's not about that, it's be, not do. Connect with God. Let God wash over you. Be consistent with your time with God. Otherwise, you won't be able to do His will. And it's so true. And one of the truths that we really need to take a hold of as followers of Jesus is that I cannot function and do His will if I'm not renewed. I can't. And I know that you can too, because it's for all of us. I look at even myself as I was looking at the fall on Wednesday night, I feel a little bit anxious about all the different pieces, and I had to take a pause. God, I can't do this. Renew me, refresh me. And then you take this time and God refreshes you and renews you. And it's what you want is not an event, but it's a lifestyle. And it's very important for us that if we want to do the will of God, if we want to be fruitful, we can't do it on our own. Is that a new topic? Absolutely not. But the reality is, I think, is that we don't do that. We go for a little while and we rely on our own abilities, we rely on our own past, and then we think that we are fruitful, but in reality, we're not. And so when it comes to the Bible, there's such an emphasis on renewal. I believe that the Holy Spirit desires to renew us from within. And I believe the more there's renewal, the more there's growth, and the more God can do in us and through us. Can I hear an amen? It's a necessity, right? You look at spiritual renewal. It's a biblical principle. It's all over Scripture, and I can't make justice to it. Actually, I ran out of time in the first service, so I've got to shrink things down. We look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, where the Apostle Paul is serving the Lord. And it's not an easy journey. He's going through hardship. And he says this in verse 16. That is why we never give up. Why don't you never give up? The key is in the last part of that verse. So we never give up, though our body are dying, though we are struggling physically, though it is difficult what we're dealing with, our spirits are being renewed every day. What a powerful verse. Every day, my spirit is being renewed. My body is struggling. Things are hard around me, and I'm able to move forward because I'm being renewed in the inside. And the reason I do not give up, I'm going to say this, the reason why we give up, is we're not renewed. When you're renewed by God, you don't give up. To the calling that God has placed upon you in your relationships, there's a flow. It's not a dead a bowl of water. I don't have the right words here. It's not kind of a thing of water. There's a flow. And for us as believers, it's important to understand that it's not a luxury, but it's a necessity, but I need to see that. I look at the fall, all of us, we can live renewed, or we can live in the flesh, or we can live according to our own thoughts. And some of us, we're pretty sharp. We can manage, we can fool people, but you can't fool God, and you can't fool yourself, and you can't fool His will, because His will not be fulfilled by us. It's gonna happen through Him, in us, and through us. It's for all of us. So it's important for us to see the need to be renewed. To be renewed. To be refreshed by God. Where God comes over us, where you experience inner peace, where you experience His joy, when you are met by Him, it changes everything. And it's so necessary to experience fresh oil. You think about Isaiah 40, verse 31, a famous verse, right, that's in a lot of different frames. You see it everywhere. Look what it says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. You wait for the Lord. It's not passive. You anticipate. You're spending time with him. You're allowing moments with him. What happens here is that you're being renewed. And here it says that they will be renewed in their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. Have you ever saw an eagle fly? It's amazing, right? And it's like the hot air currents that carries them, and at one point you see this beautiful bird just flying in the air. It seems effortless, right? And God gives us the invitation that may happen, that can happen in our lives. And they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Like, fainting is like lack of energy, lack of food. And so here it says God is giving us this invitation to be renewed. I can be renewed. And my call is to live a life renewed. I can't ask, my wife cannot be renewed for me. You cannot be renewed for me. I need to be renewed by the reality of God in my life. That's the way that I'm called to live. And if that happens in my life, there's going to be some beautiful fruit because God will be able to flow in me, change me, and flow through me. Think about the Psalm 23 that we love, "The Lord is my shepherd. He restores my soul." Can you say that to your neighbor? He restores my soul. Wow. He restores my soul in this journey. How many of us, we need to be restored? And so you're going through life and you're stopping, you're pausing to take a time with God, and you do this 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and you see inside a restoration, a rebuilding up in your inner person. So he restores my soul. And that's what the shepherd does. He wants to restore my soul. Look at James chapter 4, verse 8. Powerful verse. I could read it very fast and move on. But just pause. Let us pause. James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Draw near to God. And what does it say? Is there something better that you need? Is there something better that you need than to see God draw close to you? Everything changes when he draws to you. Everything changes. It doesn't mean that you won't have any problems. It doesn't mean that your road will be straight as an arrow, but God's going to be in your boat. God's going to be with you. He's going to bring and set his peace, his joy, hope, and give you direction, and you'll never be the same. But for us to see this, I need to draw to him. I need to see my need of being refreshed. And I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I don't think I need to be refreshed. Now I'm going on holidays, and I'm doing this and doing that, looking at the map, wanted to take this road, that road, and when it comes to the bus line, the bus was very cheap for a month, $12 euro to take the bus, so let's go on the bus. But after a few days of not taking time with Jesus, not journaling, it showed. I felt that emptiness after a few days. Because you're having fun, but hey, the time change, you're all 7 hours difference, you're all mixed up, and you go there. But I had to stop. I remember that morning when me and Michelle had to stop. I needed to take my tablet out and start to journal and start to spend time with God. And that when that happened, I was so refreshed. I said, "Sorry, God, that I think I can function without you." I was not even able to function for a week. My natural desires and my flesh came to the surface. So imagine if we do that for a month or a few months where we don't connect with God. Then we might be Christians, we might have sound doctrine, we might be good to discern stuff, but I am doing life on empty. As simple as that. And it might not be horrible, but it's not the best. And at one point, You're placing yourself in a place to be under attack by the enemy. And so what we want is, we want to be connected. Amen? Look at Psalm 92, verse 10. It's probably written by David. They're not too sure, but mostly by David. He says, "But you have made me as strong as a wild ox." And this is a Sabbath song. So it talks about being renewed by God. And he says, "You have anointed me with fresh oil." Yeah. "I'm renewed in my strength, fresh courage, new hope. It's bubbling inside of me. There's bubbling joy, newness." Why? Why? It's because he went to the Lord, right? Think about Jeremiah, and I've got to be careful because I have so many different thoughts that came when it came to that. I felt such the call and the urge to convey to you that God wants to refresh you, and we need to be renewed. That God wants to renew us, but it's really up to me. God gives me that freedom to open the door or not, or just to rely on my Christian heritage or the knowledge or whatever happened in the past and not be vibrant today, right? And so there's so much that can be said. And what came to my mind was the example of Jeremiah in his letter or this book he wrote and called Lamentations. It was linked to his book, Jeremiah. And he gives us this picture that even though things are rough, you can be renewed. We used to sing this song many years ago. "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Great is your faithfulness." Beautiful. That's why I don't lead songs, by the way. But what a beautiful verse, beautiful verses. "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases." It's always flowing, always flowing. "His mercy never comes to an end and never stops. They are new every morning." It's manna there every morning. It's always there, available for us every morning. "Great is your faithfulness." Things are rocky and things are hard in the situation because you go in his presence, because you experience the mercies of the Lord and the grace of the Lord. You can sing, "God, you are faithful." And he says, "The Lord is my portion," verse 24, "says my soul. Like you satisfy me, Lord. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him and the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." What a call, right? So it's not linked to have, yes, God is able to heal, God is able to change circumstances, but there's deeper than that, is where I let God renew me in the inside. And when he renews me in the inside and I experience his presence, I make him a priority, I give him moments in my day, I give him time during my day, something happens. Like when it comes to how do you experience refreshing, is you gotta give him time. If you don't give him time, he's limited to come into your life. You can give him moments. You have moments during the day. What do we do when we have moments? We go to our phones, right? Imagine if you would take that moment to close your eyes, to breathe in his presence, worship him, remind yourself of a verse, remind yourself of the calling that you're on, that you're in. We would live totally differently. Because one of the things that we believe in the Western world is that we can follow him without being renewed. We think we can. This is what we see in the church all over from coast to coast. We think that we can do his will without being renewed. And it's not true. You want to have a healthy marriage? You want to have healthy relationship? You want to see God work in your workplace, in your community, and so on? You got to be renewed. Because otherwise, you will walk in the flesh. You will do what you do. I will do what I do. And it's not too good, right? And so we want to be refreshed, and Jeremiah gives us this snapshot, right? Why do we need to be renewed? Well, I cannot act like Jesus if I'm not renewed. It's impossible to act like Jesus if I'm not renewed. No way. It's not by behavior modification. It is by transformation. It's more than willpower. It requires to be under his influence. John 15:5 says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Bad news? That you can't do nothing? Good news. It's him in you. So just if we stop here, I cannot do nothing without him. So if my Christianity is only having knowledge of him, having an acceptance of the cross, and saying that you agreed with the orthodoxy doctrine, it's the beginning, but not the end. What needs to happen is to see Christ take, like we sang this song where Christ is alive in me. And the only way that happens is that when I'm renewed by him, want to be renewed. Otherwise, I'm walking in the flesh. Romans 8:5 says, those who live in the flesh cannot please God. Instead of forgiveness, I'll hold grudges. Instead of serving humbly, I'll demand recognition. Instead of speaking life, I'll complain and criticize. Instead of being generous, I'll focus on personal gain. This is who I am. This is who I am in the nature. So what I need to see the Holy Spirit come and renew me, refresh me, refresh me, refresh me, renew me. And then I can see the fruit of the Spirit in me. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. Look at Jesus. He took some time aside. There's one moment he took some time aside and he came back and he had compassion over the people. Is it spending time with the Father that stirred up compassion in his heart for other people? I don't know. I don't always understand the deity of Christ when it comes to as God on earth. But I think it did help. You spend time with God, you receive his heart. We see this through Scripture. So, I cannot live like Jesus if I'm not renewed. I can't make godly decision if I don't walk in renewal. Hey, I cannot make godly decisions if I don't experience renewal. I can't. You can't go based on what you've seen in the past because God does things differently. I think about Moses. I look at when he was asked in Exodus chapter 17 to hit the rock. He hit the rock, water came out. And God said, the next time, speak to the rock. What did he do? He hit the rock. He couldn't go based on the first word that God gave him. He needed to hear what God had to say and understand what God was up to. And so I could talk about so many different examples from David before the Philistines in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17, where God says to David, attack front hand, like, go straight, and against the same enemy, the same valley. Another time, God says, "Go around them." So he had to be renewed by God. When it comes to living our lives, we got to be renewed by God. I can't do it on my own. I need to hear what he has to say. You're still with me? I can't walk in his will and not be renewed. Like, you think about the renewing of the mind. Look at what it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when you're renewed in your mind, then you can discern. You're able to test and approve what God's will is good and perfect, pleasing and perfect will. So if I don't experience a renewing of our mind, wouldn't it be amazing that my mind would be be renewed in one shot? It would be kind of cool, right? And probably when I'll have a glorified body, when I'll see Jesus face to face, a full renewed mind. But meanwhile, how do I get renewed in the mind? As I meditate on his word, as I spend time with him. So if that doesn't happen, listen to this. It's deep what I'm saying. If that doesn't happen, you won't be able to discern his will. You won't. You won't. You'll find a way to believe. Let's say you're going through struggle. You will run away and say, oh, God has called me to do this instead of dealing with that. That's what you're going to do. You'll find a way for you to continue, but you won't be able to do God's, you won't be doing God's will. So the only way you can do God's will is if you are renewed, because it's only through him that you can do his will. Wow. So I can't walk in his will if I'm not renewed. I can't be effective in my calling if I'm not renewed. There's this example in Mark chapter 9. Where Jesus is on the mountain with Peter, James, and John, the Mount of Transfiguration. And the other disciples are left, they are at the bottom of the mountain, and there's this father that has this demon-possessed boy. So he goes, he brings this boy to Jesus, or to the disciples, but the demon doesn't come out. And so Jesus arrives, casts the demon, and this kid is free. And so the disciples are saying, huh, what happened? And Jesus says, the only way that this demon can go is through prayer and fasting. So did Jesus say, when that happened, when they met the boy, go and pray and fast? No, what Jesus was saying, you should have been praying. You should have been fasting. And you can't rely on all the miracles that happened in the past and look at all the amazing things that you saw or even that you did and then show up before this person thinking you can live on past glory, which Jesus was saying, you got to continue to be filled. So you got to be renewed. We have to be renewed. I cannot walk my life in a way that God is honored if I'm not renewed. None of us can. So maybe it's hard what I'm saying, or maybe it's refreshing, but it's definitely a challenge. We can't do it on our own. We can't carry his presence into our home and in our workplace and community if we're not renewed. Without renewal, we lose our flavor. And Jesus talked in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, that if the salt, we are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be salty again? The salt then was not like the salt today. The salt at that time, it was mixed with mineral and other substances, so it was not pure. But Jesus talks about losing your saltiness. So what does that mean? Is that you don't have influence. And the reason why you don't have influence is because you're living on empty. And he even says you are the light of the world. And he says, and he talks about having an oil that you don't hide on you know, a lamp that you don't hide on a hill. But the lamp needs oil. So if I don't have oil, I'm not shining very well. So I need to be renewed. You know, want to make a difference in my house. I want to see God overflow. It's when I'm renewed. Workplace, everywhere we go, we are bringing God all around, and that's amazing. We're the salt and the light of the world, but we have to be renewed. So God wants to renew us, right? We can't radiate joy if we're not renewed. Look, you look at the news. You look at what all's around you. Anxiety, fear. But when you go in his presence, Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, the oil of joy instead of mourning and the garment of praise instead of spirit of despair. So we can experience joy instead of seeing fear grip our hearts or for us to lose focus or we see trial drain us, we can experience him. I like what Jonathan Edwards said. A true Christian is renewed from day to day. The work of grace is not a stagnant pool but a flowing fountain. And that's what we're called. So how we're called to experience. How do we walk in renewal? First, we need to recognize our need to be renewed. That's my call. That's what I tried to do this morning. That's what I felt the Spirit was saying. Tell my people I want to renew them. So we need to be renewed. We need to see our need of renewal. I just pray that this morning, by the work of the Holy Spirit, each one of us, if I can just have eye contact, that we would see our need to be renewed. God, I need to be renewed. I can't do it on my own. I know what it is to do it on my own. And secondly, what you do is you gotta make space for God. You gotta make space. Set time in your calendar, in your schedule. Don't let life plan your day. Put God in it. And do it on a consistent basis, and you'll see a huge difference. Like I said a moment ago, step aside in the day. Take a moment. Instead of going to your phone or being distracted by all, take a time just to worship. Take time to reflect on his word. Like you are caught by anxiety, think about verses, like for me, like I think about anxiety and I feel this storm rising up in me. And I can see Jesus in the boat of the disciples. And I say, yeah, Jesus, you're in my boat. Ah, let me see you. Help me acknowledge you. Help me to give you room. Like it's just meditated on his word. It changes life, right? So you take some time aside. You reflect on his word. Take time to worship whenever you can. Sabbath is a big deal, a day off. We don't do this well. Like when I was in France, I remember going to a restaurant and people arrived for supper with board games. Like for me, how I approach a restaurant, I eat and I pay, I'm gone, right? How do you say it? You eat and dash? I don't do that, but I eat and pay and I'm gone. But this server was saying, well, relax. Like he knew we were Canadian because we can't stop. Like I had this German family that were beside me and they were playing cards during the supper time. Like the process of supper was about 3 hours. And so they're just enjoying each other. For us, seems to be that's our life, right? We don't stop. We need to stop for God. We really do. Can't afford not to. We can't afford not to, okay? We need to stay connected. Church, like the worship this morning was so life-giving. Like that fuels us, right? We need to guard our hearts from what drains us. What drains us you? Well, bitterness drains us. Too busy, distraction, unforgiveness, constant negativity, and sin are oil leaks that leaves us empty. Can I say that you cannot have a deep vertical relationship with God if your horizontal relationship are not well? Impossible. You need to be renewed by God of how to deal with people around you. And you need to see God lead you, empower you, and move you. And that happens by the reality of the presence of God in us. That's what Jesus did. He loved his enemy, showed us to love our enemy. And we can only do that by the influence of the Holy Spirit. And I invite you, you just need to ask daily and many times, Holy Spirit, fill me with fresh oil today. Fill me with fresh oil before this meeting. Fill me with fresh oil before the kids come home from school, or fill me with fresh oil. Need fresh oil. And I believe something happens when we do this. When we make it a lifestyle, then we're being renewed. And I believe because of that, we can do way more and have fullness of joy. Amen. I would ask you to stand. I know I went a little longer here. God, I thank you for each person here. I thank you for your love and for your affection. Father, I pray that you would this morning give us a desire to be renewed, that we would see our need of fresh oil, that we would not carry our lamps on empty or empty, but we would say, God, renew me. Father, I pray that you would bring discipline in our lives, that we would set time apart for you, and that we would choose in the moment, instead of going to this and that to our phone, we would go to you. I just pray, Father, to help us to change our habits. I pray for the work of the Holy Spirit to help us to change our habits, but that we would prioritize and we would see it as a need and a necessity that we need to be renewed by you, because we can't walk this walk that you've set before us without being renewed. I pray for this conviction in our hearts that we need every day, every week, every month, year after year, be renewed by you. By the work of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. If there's anything we can do to help you along in your journey, email prayer@gmchurch.ca. If you'd like to see what's coming up at Gospel Mission Church or learn more about us, visit gmchurch.ca.